Morning, everybody. I think it's a matter of extreme importance that we are actually starting this press conference on time. In fact, not just on time, but marginally ahead of time. I just hope that will be recorded. We have one very short statement from OHR. And this concerns the fact that the High Representative is back in Bosnia and Herzegovina as of this evening. As you know, during his summer break, the High Representative took part in talks chaired by Stability Pact Coordinator Erhard Busek in Salzburg, aimed at resolving outstanding issues related to the implementation of free trade agreements signed between Bosnia and Herzegovina and its immediate neighbours. The High Representative has repeatedly stated his support for the Stability Pact process and has emphasized on many occasions that it is essential to view Bosnia and Herzegovina's post-war recovery and integration in Euro-Atlantic structures in the regional context. As he pointed out to a Stability Pact meeting in Belgrade in May, and I quote, "We can all get rich together, or we can stay poor together. It is simply an illusion to believe that certain economies can prosper while neighbouring economies stagnate." That's the end of our particular contribution to this morning's press conference, and I will pass you over to you for what I understand will be an even shorter statement.
It's so short, the microphone doesn't work. I don't have anything for you this morning. Thank you.
We'll have some questions.
Danka Polovna Mandić, Dnevni list. Kevin, da li je bilo ikakvih pomaka nakon ovih razgovora visokog predstavnika oko problema vezano za slobodnu govor o slobodnoj trgovini sa susjedima, konkretno Hrvatskom i Srbijom i Crnom Gorom? Da li, dakle, imamo ikakve konkretne rezultate koje bi rezultirali rješavanjem tog problema?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question, and it's not one that I'm competent to answer. The High Representative participated in an informal series of talks. Talks are continuing, and you would have to address that question to the relevant authorities. What I would say is that OHR has repeatedly stressed the importance of ensuring that the opportunities that have arisen as a result of the free trade agreements are properly exploited to the advantage of Bosnia and Herzegovina. This is very much a win-win situation. In the long run, free trade promises to deliver investment and jobs. That has to be kept at the forefront of every consideration. And the issue now is to resolve hiccups in establishing a free trade area in Southeast Europe so that we can go over this initial establishment period and citizens in this country and in neighboring countries can enjoy the benefits.
Dragomir Simović, Agencija SRN. Ja ne znam da li je neko od OHR-a zahtijevao komentar, pošto sam bio malo na godišnjem, interesuje me vaš komentar, dakle, na tužbu distrikta Brčko protiv predsjedavajućeg upravnog odbora uprave za indirektno oporezivanje i direktora uprave.
Well, first of all, in regard specifically to the legal procedure which has been launched, this is not something which OHR can comment on since it is sub judice. But we have stated publicly that the ITA is the appropriate authority to decide on issues related to the allocation of revenue. And the OHR is confident that the governing board can resolve these issues in a way that is equitable and is to the benefit of citizens of Bosnia and Herzegovina, and that includes the citizens of the district of Brčko as well as the two entities. We have any more questions? Okay, thanks very much.